Welcome to Sharing the Middle, where we share the messy middles of life. I'm Lacey, your friend in the middle and guide. And today's messiness is a good messiness. We're talking to my dad about Christmas and my love of Christmas decorations. Sarah and I were talking a few weeks ago, and I had this thought of, well, I get my love of Christmas decorations and Christmas in general from my dad, and I wanted to know more about that. You'll hear we land on our love of Christmas is embracing the chaoticness of it. It's not your picturesque, perfect painting Christmas. There's lights, there's handmade, twinkling, and all of that stuff. And that's why I love it. It felt nice to talk to him and learn about that. You also get to hear my dad for the first time. It's a long time coming because we recorded this once and I messed up, but we recorded it again and it worked. I'm so happy to have this conversation, one, to share with you all, right? But this is one of those times where I encourage you to have conversations like this with the people in your life to explore things in an intentional manner. I did make like a guide for you if that's something that you want to do. It's called Real Talk Conversations, and just how you can have these kinds of intentional conversations and make connections with people in your life to tell your story and document it, because now I have this gift of my dad talking about Christmas, and that's amazing. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, and let's jump right in. Okay, we're trying this again. We recorded in person, and I thought I was all like with it and had my setup up, and I was wrong. And I was wrong about levels and stuff. We're recording this again, so hopefully there's still the magic. We don't have the magic of my Christmas tree twinkling, but that's okay. I'm talking to you, my dad, Bob. I was trying to edit the other one, and I realized I put Bob within parentheses dad because it felt weird to refer to you as Bob. So anyway, that's...
Well, we established that Dad and Bob are the same people now.
We're all on the same page. But I love Christmas. Specifically, I love Christmas decorations, but I get that love. I was thinking about it, and I realized that I get that love of Christmas from you, and I didn't know where that came from. So I wanted to talk to you about where that originated.
You know where it came from, but you don't know where it originated. How's that?
Sure. Okay.
And I was thinking about it even more, and I'll go back to the beginning, back when I was a child and believed in Santa Claus still. And when my mom would take us to downtown Cincinnati, to McAlpin's or Sholto's, and they had huge, fantastic displays in the windows. And I remember those. And that a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about later comes from that particular memory, the life-size things and you know, the lights and the different scenery and stuff like that. And so that's the beginning of that. And my mom and dad would, on Christmas Eve, there wasn't very much decorating going on. There was some, but then on Christmas Eve, bam, you'd wake up the next morning and there was a tree and there was decorations. And, you know, I don't think there was that many outdoor lights. I think that started after my dad passed away. Then as I got older and I started staying up with my parents, and it saw what it took to put up a tree that nobody even knew was there, to decorate a tree, to put the lights on it. You know, my brother with all his tricks and you know, how to get lights to work and things like that. And I learned all that from my dad and from my brothers and from things that I tried myself. Then the next step came was the huge tree. And my mom, at our house, we had 11-foot ceilings, and the room was a pretty good size room. It was maybe, I don't know, 18 by 25 or something like that. Like four windows across the front of the house there, and the tree was put in the center of the windows. And so after my dad passed away, I was 16, 17 years old. Actually, I was 15, but I turned 16 immediately and started driving. And my mom said, go get that tree. And I said, okay. And then a friend of mine said, hey, I know where you can go get some, you know, I hear where you cut your own tree down. So we tried that out. So we drove out to Amelia, Ohio, which is about 20 miles east of Cincinnati. And I had this 1964 Ford Galaxy 500 convertible. And we went and we cut down a big tree, because it had to be a big tree because we had 11-foot ceilings. So, and we got this big tree It was actually the top half of a regular tree, but it looked so full and perfect. So we cut it and we put it up on top of the car, and we kind of held it in place and drove back to my mom's house. And my brother
Wait,
said,
I have
"Wow."
logistical questions. Did you have the top down?
Yes.
So you're
It was chilled.
driving.
No, my buddy was dry, was holding it tight, and we had it roped down with the doors shut on the road. Okay,
Okay.
so we were pretty ingenious. Okay.
No, then I can only think about, oh my gosh, you had to clean that up.
Yeah, that's true. So then my brothers were a little upset with me because it was so big, but you'd had to get running starts to get them through the doorway. And of course you had to go, the base in first so that didn't break the trees as you ripped it through the doorway. And so we set it up, and that's the ceiling, and put a scrape on the ceiling. We started doing that, and then I started taking my other brothers with me because they got a little bit older as time went on. And we'd send Jeff, my youngest brother, up a tree, and he would go up and probably get to the middle of it, then put his hand up. And we would figure that that was probably close to 8 or 9 feet, 9 or 10 feet. And so if it was 3 feet above that, then that was good. And we cut it off where his feet were. And then we cleaned it up. And again, my brothers would complain that it was so big. And I kind of enjoyed that part of that because irritating them. So then my mom bought some lights and asked me to put them up. So we started putting those up. And my brothers and I, we got up on the roof, and younger brothers, the older brothers were in the service. One was in the Navy, one was in the Army. And so we got up on the roof and we put it around windows, and it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And so then when Carolyn and I got married, and we decided that we wanted to and got one, wasn't a big one though, because we just lived in a little apartment and we only had the two kids and one was a baby. So then when the kids started coming around, more and more kids, then we started getting a little more grandiose with it. And in Fort Thomas, we had these two bay windows, and Grammy came up with the idea to build little elves and Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus. And the elves were made out of 3 liter bottles with, well, styrofoam, and the spoons eyes with
Styrofoam
white spoons
heads,
with eye with
they
blue
coat.
dots and black dots and stuff like that. And then the body, the arms and the legs were made of hangers with paper rolls or paper towel rolls, clothing, and being the seamstress that she was, she and she made little, they weren't boots, but they looked like boots. They were just laying flat. We got a ladder. We put one up on the ladder, putting up lights, and we put one down below, handing the lights up. And then we put a girl kneeling down, wrapping papers with bows and ribbons. And then Santa Claus was in a sitting in a chair, and Santa Claus was actually about 4 feet tall, and so was Mrs. Claus. So these weren't little bitty
They
things.
were substantial.
Yes.
They were just shy of real size,
Yes.
true to size.
And people could drive by and see them. And again, that takes me back to the McAlpins and Chilitos when I was started. I remember going down to Cincinnati and shopping at Christmas
So
time.
you had a start of
That's right.
window decorating. I just had a memory. Did we used to go town and like look at trains or something?
Yes, there was a couple places that we would do that,
Yeah.
which brought me trains that I used to have in my setups.
Yeah.
Okay, nice story. So when we moved up here to the Tip, we had a train set that went around the town and also went out of town and went out under Polar Mountain. And up on Polar Mountain was a little scene where people were skating, and it was a little, I don't know, about 6 by 6 or something like that, sitting up on this mountain. And there was snow all around, and there were bears sled riding and skating down the mountain. Then down below you had a big field, and kids were putting up a snowman in the field, and a train went around the town and then went out about and then came back in, and it would automatically change the going around the town to automatically going to the out and around. So we had, and this was probably about, oh, I'd say 7, 8 feet long. It's, yeah, 8 by 4 by 8,
Yeah.
actually, what it was. And so we'd have that up. And then we had the Winter Wonderland, which was on a table back behind the couch against the wall. It's probably about almost as long, 6 or 7 feet. But that's only about 3 feet wide. And in that, you have Santas in a,
They're blend.
an air balloon going around in circles. And then there's two or three fun houses and skating rink, and Santa and Mrs. Claus are dancing and there's music going on, and he had a big Ferris wheel, and it was just a, all of the ground was snow covered, and we had it on white cotton, and then we had, snow, what they call flock trees, little flock trees and the bushes and stuff all around the outside, and created that wonderland. Then we have a 16-foot tree, artificial now, but originally we would go out and chop down trees, cut them down, not chop them down. We'd cut them down and we'd bring them back and put them up. We'd have to bring them through the door, and they were 15, 16 feet long, and so you had to come in and maneuver around. Come in, go straight all the way through, and then pivot and turn and come into the big family room. And
So many needles.
yes, that's another thing that we had to clean up, but that still goes on. But I think one of the biggest ones I remember was the blue spruce from, what's it, Fulton Farms. And Mrs. Fulton, we went there, and they had trees that they sold us that were pre-cut, but they weren't big enough. And the guy said, "Well, I know a really big blue spruce if you want to go to it and see it." I said, "Sure, let's go." So there was a big, huge, I don't know, almost 20 feet tall blue spruce, and we took that. We cut that down from Mrs. Fulton's front yard, brought that home and put that up. And that was probably one of the last big ones that we had, because
It was definitely one of the most epic when I think, and but it also is just so funny that it's like, well, we don't have any other big enough trees. Do you want to chop this one down by our house?
And she wanted it gone. So it
It's a
worked out perfect.
beautiful tree.
Oh,
Huh.
yeah, and it was a heck of a price too. We were doing them a favor also. But then we, the bubble lights, that was something that I saw, and I was a kid, and I can't believe people don't know what they are. But they'll come to our house, and they say, "What are those?" And tell them they're bubble lights, and they're, "Oh, neat." And I said, "Where do you get those from? Is that special?" And I said, "It's not that special. You can get it anywhere." Yeah, I don't know why people didn't know about those, but we always had bubble lights on the tree. We have the candy chain, or what would you call that?
Candy
Garland.
garland.
Yeah. They used to have popcorn sewn together or whatever. This is candy. And then we have the Crayola lights. They look like Crayolas.
I do want to pause real quick and say that these lights are all very colorful. It is a very colorful, it is not like a white light tree. It all does not match. It is.
I don't think you're allowed to have white or clear lights on this tree. Well,
I agree. I don't know. I mean, mom doesn't agree, but
that's her tree. That's her tree. That's her own big tree now, and it's all white and lace and crystal and things like that. But this tree has always had homemade decorations, things that you made or your brothers and sisters made at school or at crafts. And when you were, I don't know, I guess you were in kindergarten or first grade in West Virginia, and mom started making decorations.
I wasn't even in school yet in West Virginia. We moved when I was three.
Well, you know what? Maybe it was Amy or Becky, and
Probably.
she dragged you along with her, and that's why the teacher
Yes.
loved you. Okay, because you were probably
I
one of
was always around for the ride.
them. So she started making, little wooden mice or little lacy, what are those called? The doilies is what I call them.
They're like,
Starched lace. What do you call that? Crocheted?
it's
Sewn?
crochet.
Crochet, that's it.
Yeah,
Okay.
they're like crocheted. Doily is the word that's coming to mind too, so.
All right. So, and she'd have them, they were white and they had, stardust on them, or whatever you're going to call it.
Pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon. But there was also, pieces of apple that were baked, had red and green on the, like a stem. Okay, but it was actually a sliver. What else did I know? Oh, pipe cleaner, different colored pipe cleaner critters, and then like two clothespins put together to look like a reindeer, decorated with eyes and nose and what else that she made. But she made all kinds of things, and they sold them as a Christmas store or whatever at the
Yeah,
school
like the market, holiday
for
market.
Christmas market. And so we started doing that. But Carolyn, actually, our first tree, we couldn't really afford big ornaments and stuff like that. So she bought a little wooden little wooden set where she painted her own ornaments. Okay, and we still have some of those, and they were probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 inches around, or anywhere down to 2.5 to 3 inches. And so, but you had to have a lot of color. You had to have a lot of every limb had to have something on it. Okay, that's I don't know if that's a rule of thumb, but it's
The rule of your thumb.
okay. Yeah, and then, like I said, we also have many different specialty lights. Like I talked about the bubble lights. We have icicle lights. We have reindeer lights. We have the Crayolas, and actually the lights are vibrant in color and they look like Crayolas, but they don't have the paper on them, just the light. We also have
M&M lights. They have
oh
like
yeah,
little.
the M&Ms. Yeah, little M&M people on them, and that was. We still have all of those, by the way, and those are going to be put up there very shortly.
The tree is like a, it becomes like a story of our family, right? Like you hear all these different parts of our lives. The other part of it that we didn't talk about last time, so I'm going to bring it now. We have a lot of Coca-Cola memorabilia
Thought
tree.
about that, and let me tell you about that. The Coca-Cola rep, he and I got along very well, and every Christmas, 25 years, this guy gave me a Coca-Cola ornament, and they're pretty neat things, like a little airplane, little biplane is what it was, with a reindeer flying it. There's Santa drinking a Coca-Cola. There's a bear, the polar bears, when Coke was using polar bears a lot. There's polar bears drinking Coca-Cola or sliding down on a sleigh with a bottle of Coke in his hand, or big balls, or that say Coke. Oh, big Santas, they're probably 3 or 4 inches in diameter, and Santa is sitting on a wreath or something like that. And so there's a lot of Coca-Cola memorabilia. Well, we have those little bears. We have, but just a
Our Wendy's ornaments. I can see
oh yeah
the one in my head that's like a stained glass window
yeah
that says
yeah
Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's ornaments. Oh, and there's also Carolyn took stained glassing. So there's little stained glass. There's a little stained glass. What's the soldier?
The little drummer boy. I can see him in my
Well,
head
there's a
too.
little drummer boy, but there's also
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker soldier. Okay, there's oh pinnacles. But then we also then you guys started getting married, and then in all of the weddings, favors, is that what it were? The gifts, what were they? Favors,
Yeah, our
favors.
favors for our wedding.
Like you have on in your tree, you have test tubes filled with.
Lavender.
Lavender, that's it. Okay. And then it has a nice, pretty silver or gold ribbon holding it in place. And Lacey or Amy had the stars, the little stars. And Becky had the little doilies. I don't know what Rob had. I don't know.
Randy had the Celtic knots
Oh,
because I
that's right.
remember having to
Yes.
never want to see raffia again in my life. Because of how many times we had to make those.
Oh,
I
okay.
will say, I love every once in a while I'll get a message from somebody that's like, we just put up our tree and put up your ornament. Your wedding was so fun. So even though our wedding was in April, we get little things like that during Christmas time. I didn't realize this before, but the tree really does tell a story of where we came from and that kind of stuff, which we've taken in my household. I'm really glad that Joe's also a Christmas person, that now our Christmas tree also tells a lot of stories because we get ornaments whenever we travel somewhere. He and I get each other an ornament every year as like a symbol of the year for us. I didn't even realize how much I took that part of Christmas decorations into my house as well.
We all, and we everybody has baby's first Christmas, Lacey's first Christmas, or baby's first Christmas, or whatever. Rob, Amy, Becky, they all got that, and then they all got personal, look with their name. And then there was the things that you made in school with your names on them.
Sometimes there are just ornaments that have bad pictures of each other that we like to hang. And by we, it's people like to hang of me in the middle of the tree that they think it's hilarious. So,
You might get that next from their mother.
yeah, sure.
I worked at Hickory Farms when I was getting out of high school and going into college. And Hickory Farms was a meat and cheese deli. Well, I wouldn't call it delicatessen anyway, but it had different kind of food from different countries. And so I would bring home a bunch of different meats and cheeses and oysters and cocktail sauce and shrimp and Braunschweiger and onions and pickles and mustards, different kinds of mustards and all kinds of different cheeses. And we would eat this snack on all this stuff while we put the tree up. Okay. And so that's another part of it. That way everybody's involved and everybody gets to see it and everybody gets to see where when they place that picture of you that you don't like right in the center of the tree, everybody gets to see that.
That they enjoy letting me know exactly where it is. Yes.
And then going out and getting the tree was a big tradition because, you know, we start, as I told you, we started out with my brother going up top. We cut off the tree that we thought was based on his stature. But then when we were cutting them down with you guys, you know, we'd all walk around and in the snow and what about this tree? Oh, what about this tree? What about this? And this would take 45 minutes to an hour. This was not a quick trip because you had to please 6-7 people.
And it's also funny that I could probably tell you different preferences of trees of the different people in our household. Like mom would prefer a taller, skinnier tree. Dad wants it as like wide and full as possible. Amy's looking for that perfect shape. Like I can know as well.
Yep. Yeah. And if there was a hole, we'd find a tree that we thought was perfect, but it had a hole here and there, but we figured out a way to fix that because I bought great big balls, ornaments. I'm not talking big. I'm talking, you know, some of them 8, 9, 10, 12 inches wide that you would hang inside the tree. And plus when you decorate a tree, you also have to decorate it from the inside out. It's not everything is on the outside. You know, we want to run lights down the middle of the tree so that you can see it from wherever, all the way around the tree. It gives it depth. That's another thing. You got to have depth. And that's Carolyn's, what would you call it? That's her
expertise.
Yeah, interior designer expertise. Okay. And so you had to have depth in these great big ornaments. And some of the bears that we have they fill the holes and the gaps. So a tree that was already pretty full really looks full. Okay. And that's the idea. And that's the grandioseness of it, if that's a word. I'm not sure that's a word.
You know what it means.
Okay. That's where most of it came from. A lot of it was picked up as time went on.
Yeah. I still think it's crazy that your parents and brothers and sisters who are older put up a tree in the middle of the night and like Santa brought the tree and put it up. Like, that blows my mind.
Yes, and I'm telling you right now, when I was older and I was doing, you would not believe what it takes to put all the toys together. Okay, you had to put bikes together, you had to put dollhouses together, you had to put, you know, racetracks together, you had to wagons, and, you know, furniture for babies and dollhouse stuff and easy bake oven. All that had to be out and ready to go. Now there were some packages that were wrapped up and that had to be done too. But my mom would. You know, he had 10 kids in his house. Where could you go and hide? Hide stuff, okay? I found out where they hid it, but I got in trouble doing that. I was probably dead. But I didn't even know what it was. It was an accident. And I don't know why I got in trouble. They said I was snooping for Christmas. But I wasn't. I didn't know it was Christmas stuff. I still didn't know it. I didn't realize. That's how stupid I was. Okay? When I believed, I believed.
But I think there's always been a lot of people. So you have 10, you're one of 10, mom's one of 6. There's 5 kids in our family, which it's a lot of people. And I think that also really contributes to the grandioseness as well. When you have so many people, you fill a room in so many ways.
Yes, yes. And then you find ways to use their stuff, the stuff that they made, the stuff that they gave you. You know, they gave you, you guys also gave us stuff for Christmas to put on the tree. And then you have the decorations all around, the globes. Mom was into collecting, you know, snow globes or whatever you want, Christmas globes or whatever. And so she's got a bunch of those given to her by her cousins and her aunts and uncles and stuff like that. And we also have the, you know, homemade tree, the tree apron down at the bottom on the floor. You know, we have 3 or 4 of those. With this great big tree, actually, we have a tablecloth that my mom made, a Christmas tablecloth, green with red on it, and that's how big of a tree skirt you have to have. Can't these little things that you buy at the store are cute, but they're not big enough to cover.
We talked about the Santa scene in the front window at the house in Fort Thomas. That transferred into a vignette that sits on top of bookshelves next to a fireplace because it's a 2-story living room, which now that you said the window dressing thing, I'm like, yeah, it makes sense. You just upgraded your window dressings to animatronics.
Well, but also we have trees in our front windows on the inside with the carol. They're probably 4 or 5 feet tall too.
Yeah.
But the dad is It's 4 feet tall. The mom is, close to that, and then the kids are 3.5 feet tall. And, they're dressed up like they call the characters from this. Is that Dickens?
Yeah,
Okay.
Christmas Carol
And
people.
they have a fence and a front lamp, and they have pine trees. And that is probably what, 6, 7 feet wide, and that's a story tall too. So they have snow and lights and.
You always wanted us to record singing carols. We just never did
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We did. Okay. Sometimes
it.
change the words a little bit. So, like Mark and
Yeah,
Mary.
Dad, would you like to tell this story? Joe and I were talking about it the other day.
I would Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I would tell Lacey that it was the words were Mark and Harold like to sing, and so she was, I don't know, about to get married before she found out that.
No, I mean, it took me a long time because my dad told me that. So I was like, yeah, those are the words. And they sound kind of right. I mean,
Right with it, don't
Mark and Harold, they seem like cool dudes. They just like to sing just about anything, I
That's
think
right.
is what.
Those are the exact words. And then we have the, of course, we have bells. We had hanging bells on the tree at one time. We moved those because they're very nice looking gold bells with red ribbon holding them, and they play multiple songs. I think like 12, 13 Christmas songs. And so those are in the archway above the other side of the fireplace, okay, with the big family picture. They embroider a big family picture in a bells and wreath, or that's not what a wreath would say. Oh,
Like
Carolyn Day.
garland.
Yeah, garland and lights and birds and cardinals
I
and.
can hear the bells, the
Yeah.
like the I can hear them in my head.
If I was thinking, I could have had that set up so you could hear it as part of this
It's
broadcast.
okay. You're
Yeah.
putting up the tree today, right?
Well, we're putting the tree up and maybe some lights on it. Then Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure what day it is, we might have somebody over to put all of the ornaments on. And there are boxes and boxes of ornaments.
Boxes and boxes and boxes.
Boxes and boxes. I would just get the lights out. There are 27 strands of lights. Now they're all not huge. There's, like I said, the specialty lights or whatever, but when we add them all up, there's 20 lights that go on this thing. There are three extension cords.
It's so normal for me, but it was always so funny with my friends coming over when we were younger, when I was younger. They have the biggest tree, and have you seen their tree? And it just became such a part of, like, you know, you have to go to their house and see the tree.
Oh, Mickey Mouse. Mickey, Goofy. Minnie and Toe, they have a band. One plays a trumpet, another one plays a saxophone and a horn, and I don't think anybody plays a guitar, but they're on the other side down below the display from with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, with all of the ornaments, not the ornaments, but the globes that Carolyn has all over the place, and things like that.
The
So
other funny thing about having a lot of people is you guys have a stocking for everyone.
yeah, we do. And that's there's seven on the mantle, and then there's 14 now. The grandkids' little stockings—they take up some room. They hide a lot of
Does
stuff.
Violet have a stocking? Is did
Yeah, Bob's got a stocking now. So that's why I said 14, right?
14,
So
I know, that's why I was just impressed. We just got her stocking yesterday.
when we bought the stockings, we bought enough to include Violet.
Okay.
The second round.
They're like little ones, but they do. They litter the whole mantle area.
And the stockings for Carolyn and myself and the kids were all made by Carolyn, by the way.
Not
Okay.
mom's. Mom
So,
didn't make herself one, and it took years for us to be like, Mom, you have to have a stocking.
she had a stocking, but it wasn't the same one as everybody else's. So then she went and got a nice one that was as big as ours and as nice as ours.
I did look at, because now that I'm like, okay, we're done, I did look at getting some of the kits, and that's too much effort for me. I'm not going to be embroidering stockings like Mom did.
Well, then just the detail that we have, our stockings are with stocking holders, is Santa in a sleigh, and it comes with three reindeers. But we had five kits. We had to buy two of those so that we had enough reindeers for each kid. Okay, so we had, now there's Santa with Carolyn and then the five kids, each reindeer. And they're probably, I don't know, 5, 6 inches tall. Of course, the sleigh is nice, and Santa's got a whip in his hand, and those, the reindeers are out in front of him, and those are all the, they go right across the mantle. And it's just big enough to hold 7 of us. So
If you had
everything.
any more, it would not fit. It's just perfect.
Yeah. But it, again, that's pretty grandiose. You know, you see a lot of stockings, but not with such grand stocking holders and so many. Just because of the number of people in the situation.
Yeah.
The other parts of it come from just wanting to be able to see it, thinking of the showroom or the displays that I saw when I was a kid, and the extent that my mom and dad went to make Christmas as special as they could. And so, and evidently they did a pretty good job.
Well, and it was also one of the things that you got to be in charge of at a certain point. So that also makes sense to me. 'Cause then also when Christmas moved from grandma, your mom's house, it came to our house and you got all the stuff that went with that.
My after my dad passed away, my brothers were both in the army. One was in the army, one's in the navy, gone. So I was the oldest boy, and so oldest man. So I took on a lot of things that I had to do, and I brought those with me when Carolyn and I got married and we had the kids. And then when my mom got too old, as you said, to handle it at her house, our house was big enough to handle, you know, 25, 30 people. And now it's gotten up to the Christmas party. The last one was 50 people in one house with all the big trees and all the big decorations all over the place. So it's pretty chaotic. I think the word chaos sometimes goes with Christmas.
But it's a joyful chaos.
There we go. That's it. That's like. There we
A joyful, colorful chaos.
go.
The other thing that I want to make sure ends up in this episode as well, or this version, is I figured out that Dad is the MacGyver of Christmas. So like nothing gets thrown away. We just repurpose it
Or fix it.
or fix it.
Okay. And I think each little thing is an example of that. I told you about the train set. That was a little you know, motorized display that showed the ice skaters going around in circles, and it got cracked, so it didn't look good, but it looked better with snow all around it. up on top of Polar Mountain. And the Polar Express was stolen from the Polar Express idea, the name of it. And then, of course, you have to have polar bears to go with
Of
that.
course.
So, I mean, it's a extension of things. It's a growth. It's a creativity that, you know, if lights don't work, you flip them around till they work. Or you know, one bubble light works and the other one doesn't light up. You take it apart and put the bubble light on the one that works, and you move on. So you got them
Or
all.
the socket doesn't work, put a bubble light that's pretty without being on in there,
That's
and
right.
boom.
That's right. That's right.
Or that section of light doesn't work, it's fine. Put a big ornament there, you know? You know
Yes.
what you don't do? Don't put too many ornaments around the same area. No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can tell when the kids come over to decorate, okay, you can tell where the younger ones were because, you know, 3 feet and below the ornaments were. And then you had to be very, very careful because you didn't want them handling the, you know, the expensive, what's the word I'm looking for, handed down. But anyway, you don't want them because usually the bottom of the tree, when you put presents under the tree, some of those get knocked down. Putting them in, putting the presents in, taking them out, whatever. And we open up the presents in front of the tree so that everybody can see what's going on and see what they're getting, and if they want to film it. And every day, every year, I have a camera set up, it's upstairs, shooting down, showing the whole thing, everything that's going on, and that, what do you call it, that colorful, grandiose chaos, Christmas chaos. Okay. So, and that's all on video. So you can see it and hear it, and it's, but it's very organized though. You know, put two or three
It
people
is.
on the tree. Somebody will go up and get their presents, bring them down, and then we get to see them open it and see what's going on. Because, you know, and then we also try to make the meals easy and quick to do because Grammy wants to be in there and see the present opening. She doesn't want to be in the kitchen cooking all the time, which is fair. I think that's not asking too much.
We also have to look at the camera and say Merry Christmas
That's right.
and then the year. That is another requirement.
So it dated it for us. Automatic dating.
Now, oh, I have a question. I didn't ask it. So when your kids, so me and my brothers and sisters lived in your house, it was a requirement that we weren't allowed to go downstairs before you all.
Yes.
And we had to line up on the stairs by age before we came down. Did that come from your family, or was that just?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it came from Carolyn's too. Okay.
Okay.
But we would all sit on the stairs. And in our house, my house was a two family house that we converted into a single family house. And so you had a door that would come in, and you would come in the door into a foyer way, and to the left would be the first floor's door to go in. And then you went back the hallway and up the steps to the second part of the house. Well, that was very convenient because there was 15 steps. There were 10 of us. We'd stack up on the steps, or line up on the steps by age. And you couldn't see around the corner to see what became the living room where the Christmas tree was. I mean, you could see lights, reflection of light. You never saw the light. You couldn't see the tree. And then we'd come around the corner, and my dad would be filming it. And you've got to figure in 1958, 59, you know, that was probably pretty posh to have he had a bar of lights, okay, and a camera, okay, a video camera, okay, 8 millimeter, what was there back then, kind of like 45s and 33, and the third record, just 78. And that's, you know, and then Carolyn did the same way. And you couldn't see, when they were on her steps, you couldn't see, okay, because you had to come all the way down to be able to see what's going on.
So when we moved to Tip, we moved from a house that you couldn't see the tree to you could see the tree. But even then, I was like, I wouldn't look. Like, don't look that way. And I mean, I'm a lot younger than everybody else, and everybody kept up Santa, I mean, as long as possible as well. Like, that was, everybody was in. I remember being like 13, and Mom was like, you know, Santa's, you know, I'm like, yeah, Mom.
You had to tell her.
We're all doing it for the plot, man. I was not 13. I think I was like 10.
I can see that.
I mean, like with Mark and Harold, I'm like, that's what everybody does. So we're just going to keep rolling. So we lined up on the stairs. We had to wait to see it. Dad had to set up the camera. Mom had to get her coffee. Those were the things. So we keep most of that in my household now. They have to line up on the stairs. They're not supposed to go downstairs. I have to get my coffee.
Well, Rob still does that.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy still does that.
I believe it.
I don't know about that. And I don't know about Brandy. Lining up by age, the younger kids came in first because the older kids, you could see their faces above because they were taller than the older kid, younger kid. So it worked out very well. Pretty smart.
And it's also a good marker of time to see us getting older on the steps. So I look forward to having this. Yeah. Well, Dad, thanks for taking the time to talk with me again about this.
Hope we didn't miss anything from the first time.
And if we did, that's just okay, because this is its own thing. My love of Christmas runs deep, and it's nice to understand and hear a little bit more about where that comes from.
Certainly true. Very, very, very traditional. Okay?
Yeah. But not traditional in a rigid sense. Like, it's traditional as in, we have a lot of traditions. We have the things that we do. They tend to line up with, you know, the traditions out there, but they're not rigid or inflexible or performative. They're for the joy of it.
That's right. That's right. Maybe that's why it's so easy.
Yeah.
For the joy of it.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing the middle with me today, Dad.
All right.
Thanks for sharing the middle with me. As always, I hope you've been able to see a little bit of yourself in the story we shared today. Don't forget to follow, share, rate, review, and follow me on social media at Lacey Shares. You can always check out the Joyful Support Movement at joyfulsupportmovement.com and see all of the amazing goodness we have there, like No Shame in the Home Game, courses, resources, and of course, the Joyful Support Village. All right, now go out there and spread some joy. Thank you.